The Legends with 188bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening. Welcome along to the Radio City Legends. As always, on a Thursday evening between 6:30 and 7:30. Whatever is your topic of conversation you want to talk about, give us a shout. 01514720967. 01514720967. I'm Steve Hovis, or Graham Sharp's here. John Aldridge is here as well. Evening, gents.
Evening, Steve.
Aldo's back on the fitness train. I've seen him with his new teammates lining up this week.
Yeah, right, yesterday,
little,
yeah.
Yeah, for this game. It was just like a promo for the game against Bayern Munich. You know, a few lads turned out, got a bit of kick about.
Seven aside, wasn't it?
What's your tactics? What are you going to keep possession, or are you going to high press?
Neither. You know what, the game was so quick. Oh dear me. But it was good, really. Enjoyed only 20-25 minutes game, but you know, Stevie G there, Jason's still quick and does a bit Robbie Rushy. Stephen Manor, it was really good, you know. Really,
you, Michael Owen.
Michael Owen and Gary McAllister, good mate. He's just having a bit of back trouble at the moment. So yeah, and then there's obviously you've got some younger players getting involved as well near the time. Xabi Alonso, you know, their couch coming out for the game. So great.
Were you not missing a keeper in that seven-a-side? Who played in goal?
We had two of the young lads from Liverpool Academy who were very good, actually. Really good keepers.
Yeah. None
ten,
of you
ten,
volunteered.
10 was the score.
You won't far from it, yeah. But no, it's great. There's only not many tickets left, actually. I think yesterday there was about 8,000 left yesterday, apparently.
So who are you playing, John? Is it by
Munich?
Yeah,
that's
boys. Right, okay.
Yeah, so...
that'd be good.
We get 90% for local charities and we give 10% out to Munich to give it whichever way...
Yeah, it's the LFC Foundation, isn't it? So loads of great money.
Yeah. It all goes locally, Steve. That's the main thing, you know.
What Bayern Munich legends are we going to see? Bar Xabi?
Oh, there's
a few, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mateus, can you reveal any?
Mateus, I think.
Is he playing? Palace?
You know, like Ballard,
yeah. Oliver Kahn?
Vola, I think. I think there's quite a few good ones. Well, they've always
I hope there's some younger ones in that.
They've had some really good players.
Yeah, they have.
Kuntz. Stephen
your mate, you can get another shirt off him.
Get another shirt off him. I think he's playing, yeah.
I'm going to ask my mate McAnally if he's playing. He played for Munchen.
Oh, I tell you what, yeah.
Chew on him.
If get him to play, we'll have a chance.
Yeah.
Marcus Babbel, was he not a Bayern Munich
player?
Yeah, he
was.
He should be playing, shouldn't he? He could play on both of them.
He's involved as well. And obviously, Diddy will be involved, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Diddy, man.
And just give us an idea about the difference in fitness levels between you and Stevie G at the moment.
Oh, it's close. That's a big age gap as well, Steve. Know what I mean? But no, I think Stevie can still bloody play.
Yeah,
tell you.
Can he? Right, so that's what you've been up to this week. Sharpest, or a video of you on a stage with a whole load of Everton players. So yeah. Bane Bainesy and John Joe Kenny and Everton
Tosin
doing some.
And
was Tosin up there as well, was he?
Yeah, Walcott was there.
Where was it?
It was in Hangar 37, I think it's called. And,
of course, I've seen that in
Camp Furnace. So it was a season ticket event kind of thing. But it was good for the punters to hear, like some Walcott and Tosin, probably the first time they've spoken. I think the questions to Tosin were just how he settled, obviously wants to play more. But he's only been here for three games, so he knows it's going to be really, really, really tough. I've spoke to him and he said that there's a difference, you know, from obviously Turkish football, there's more physical, the training's harder here as well, so he's going to have a bit of time to adapt. But he's enjoying it.
Right, we'll do more on that in just a moment. Remember the other night we had a gentleman called Ray who made some great points, and his seven-year-old son went to the game with him, didn't he?
Yeah.
And we made the appeal. We said we'd like some young callers on the show.
Yeah.
So I think we have Ray and his son. Evening, Ray.
Hello, lads. Are we all right?
Where are you?
Hello, Ray.
Hiya, Sharpie. Hiya, Aldo.
Hiya, son. How you doing? Nice to hear you.
Good.
Tell me this. Are you a blue or a red?
A blue.
A blue, good man.
Oh, there's still time for you to change, you know, son. Hey.
Aldo, we've got more chance of winning the lottery than that happening, my
friend. So what's your lad's name?
It's Joseph Sharpie.
Joseph. Yeah. Come on, Joseph. Who's your best player?
Gio Lawcott and Wayne Rooney.
All right, OK. So, OK, if you had to pick one between those two, who would it be? If you had to pick one.
Well, you put him on the spot there, haven't you?
Wayne Rooney.
Quite right.
You go to all the games, don't you, Joseph?
Yes.
Right. Have you been enjoying the season or not?
Yes, because I've been spending time with my dad, but also no, because we've been losing most of our games. The only thing I'm happy about right now is Liverpool getting knocked out of the cup.
Oh! Joseph, no! Yeah, what's your dad doing to you, mate?
This is a stitch-up, this is.
Joseph, are you going to the game on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think we'll win this one?
No.
No! Joseph of the heart.
Joseph's the best caller we've ever had on this show.
We love a bit of honesty on this show. Brilliant, Joseph.
You don't think we're going to win? Why not?
Tell him, be honest with Chappie. Go on.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a draw.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Joseph. I think they're two big players in Zaha, and I think Sako aren't playing, so that makes it a little bit better for us. And just hopefully we need a victory and hopefully we can get it Saturday, fingers crossed. So I'm going to say we're going to win 2-1.
Big Sharpie's going to say that we're going to win 2-1. Mm. You're not going to argue with them, are you?
No.
Joseph, are all your mates Liverpool fans?
Yes, but I've got two that are Evertonians, really. The rest are Man United supporters and Liverpool supporters.
Manchester United supporters.
No, we don't have any of them in Liverpool, do we, Joseph? No Man United fans, pal. Can't have that.
Although, as you can guess, they don't get invited into our house very often.
Well, it's been an absolute treat talking to you, Joseph.
But Ray, are you going to game Saturday? Yes, Joseph?
Can I meet you at the game and take a picture with you?
Of course you can, mate. What time? What time are you going to the game at?
We get the Sharpie about 2 o'clock because he likes to do his routine in the fan zone and stuff, but he's been watching obviously all the DVDs from
right.
The
okay, but what about if I meet you? What? I'm just trying to think of time.
Everyone will turn up, Sharpie. I know. Everyone will turn up. Fan zone.
Just come and meet me in the main reception at 2 o'clock and I'll have my picture taken with you, Joseph.
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Ray and Joseph, thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
Listen, guys, gents, thanks very much for having them on.
That's a pleasure, Ray. Brilliant. We love a bit of
Ray,
honesty,
all I'm saying
to
you, he talks more sense than most of the callers, so well done, Joseph.
Well, Sharpie, I think what he'll do is we'll bring the FA Cup from the 1980s. I've still got the original one.
All right.
Years. Remember the flat caps we had?
Yeah.
Yeah. That so you can sign that for him.
All right. No problem, Ray.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
All the best.
Cheers.
It's great to know that Joseph's got his match day routine so young. Now, the other day, Michael Ball came in and did his Match of My Life on the show I do on Radio City Talk, and he was talking about how when he was a young lad, his dad used to leave him outside the pub, outside the ground, used to give him a Coke and just
and
say...
to crisp. Yeah, we used
Coke
to...
and a packet. Stay there.
That's where used to be.
We'll see you a little bit later on and into the pub.
Yeah.
That's when you could do that.
I don't think that's Joseph's routine anymore. But Joseph's obviously...
No, the good thing. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago about Liverpool and you talked about the new stand and being a family stand. That's what it's all about. Getting kids at that age to get in and get into a match day routine.
Yeah.
And then, as you said, he'll enjoy goes with his dad. The same as well.
At Liverpool, it is so tough. It really is. And but you need the next generation. The kids need to get to the games. You know, Danfield Road ends the key. Yep. Let's hope it happens, you know, because... You want to see kids at games, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Ah, well done. Brilliant stuff. Right, loads to talk about. If you want to get involved, 0151 4720967. I'm sure we'll have some callers on Leighton Baines. Now, Sam Allardyce said the other day that he hadn't bought a left-back as Bainesy's very close. You were sat next to Bainesy on the stage the other day, and he spoke really well, didn't he? But how close is he to fitness, Sharpie?
Well, Sam said he thinks he'll be back in 2 weeks. I think he's got a lot of work to do on his... fitness. He knows that. He's had the injury is clearing up, but he's missed a few weeks. So he needs to get back match fit. Whether he gets an under 23 game under his belt, I'm not too sure. I think he'd probably want that. So I don't know, it'll be interesting. So what's Watford's in 3 weeks, is it? There's a 3 week after.
Yeah, there's
after,
a break, isn't
there's
there?
A break, yeah. So yeah. You'd like to think that he'd be back in there. We've missed him. Listen, it's not the same Leighton Baines that was marauding up and down the left-hand side with Stephen Pienaar. He's obviously got older. But he would be an improvement in what we've got at this moment in time. That's no disrespect to the lads who have filled in there, Cuco Martina, but Baines is a left-back. He knows the position. So him coming back alongside Seamus on the other side would be a big, big boost for us. Big boost.
Well, always that slight concern having been out so long, though, isn't there?
You
can't put your eggs all in one basket.
No, you can't, but it's important that, you know, he comes back and he gets his fitness. Listen, nowadays, Steve, if you're fit, they'll wait till you're 100% fit. They won't just throw you back in and take a chance on you. They'll expect you to be 100% fit. He'll get that. He's a fit lad anyway. He looks after himself. So it's good to see him a little bit upbeat and hoping to be back soon.
Right, John, you would have seen Adam Lallana being sent off for Liverpool's under-23s the other day.
Well, I watched the second half when I got back from the show on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you see why he was throttling a 19-year-old lad come the end of the game? Was he getting...
It was a red card. It's just full of frustration. I don't know, we played in them games, Sharpie. Mm-hmm. You go down, you play Tottenham away there in the 23s at Stevenage. The pitch for this day and age is minging. For this day, to play football, yeah. It's all over the place, the pitch. The Tottenham, Ospreay lads, Liverpool's got like Ings, Solanke, Lallana, and they want to, you know, show that they can handle, you know, the big football names, as if to say. They put themselves about big time. The Tottenham lads put the foot in. The conditions wasn't great. The referee, don't let me start on referees again.
John.
He was an absolute, oh, words fail me. And he didn't give the players a lot of protection, to be fair. There's some real big tackles going in by the Tottenham lads. And I think it just culminated into, you know, Adam Lallana getting so frustrated. The lad went up. It wasn't as bad as what he probably thought it was. Like, he had his back sword. He must have caught him with his elbow a little bit. Next minute, he's gone absolutely berserk and he's got him round the throat from the back. And the referee had no alternative other than to send him off. You know, he had to go off. But apparently, it doesn't count, does it?
No, it doesn't carry on into the Premier League, does it?
Ridiculous. Should have been six games.
Games are horrible to play. But in our day, me and Sharpie could actually do. We could... we could go for the ball and give him a smash with the elbows, you know. Couldn't we? You know, you did just let them know. You know, you keep on kicking me like that, it's going to come around and, you know, it's going to bite you on the backside. But this day and age, you can't do nothing.
The worst thing in the world is if you're trying to get back in and getting your fitness kind of thing, and you're just going to go through
really tough.
I wouldn't say go through the motions, but you're just getting into it and thinking, do it. And you've got somebody who's trying to make a name for themselves, who's trying to kick you all over the place. Then that in our days, John said you couldn't look after you. He couldn't. He's expecting the referee to look after him. And if John's saying the referee's that bad, you know, he gets frustrated. And he doesn't want to get injured again. So he's looking at it thinking, I'm getting back in the team here. If this lunatic keeps kicking me and going through the back of me, whatever he was doing, you know, I could be out again for about 6, 7, 8 weeks.
And he's the quietest, calmest lad you've ever met off the field.
I'm just pleased for him that the fact that, in my view... He's very lucky because I thought, you know, if it doesn't matter, you get suspended at any level, it should go on. For whatever reason, they've not let that go, I don't know, because it's FA affiliated to take it, the game. But I'm glad, personally, obviously, and we all are, that he's available for the squad on Saturday. That game will do him no harm, because I tell you what, it doesn't get any harder than playing in them games. Take it from me, it's really tough, them games.
You used to see the red mist a little bit, didn't you? Used to throttle a few people.
Do you know what? But only when we had to, didn't we, show up?
How many times did you get sent off?
My career, I think it was about seven.
Did you? Seven times?
I think it was seven.
Really?
Yeah,
how many for Liverpool?
None. None for Liverpool, none for Arsenal. The rest of the teams.
None for Arsenal?
Arsenal? Where do you want to come from? I meant to say Republic of Ireland and the Arsenal came out. Hey, by the way, I couldn't find my car today. I come out the gym, David Lloyd and speak, and I'm thinking, I'm looking for my car. I've had, you know, Sean and whatever. Yeah. I thought, great, where's my car? And it's not there. I'm thinking, oh, no, it's been tough. I'm looking ever in the car back. No. And then a woman comes up. Anyway, I'm thinking, I said to her, someone's robbed my car. And she went, oh. Anyway, so I'm looking and I can't see it. So I thought, I'll click the boot. Yeah. And at least I'll see it in the cab. So I clicked the boot and something happened about 100 yards away that way. And it wasn't where I parked it. But I thought of bag, they should have said. I thought it was parked where I went there 2 days ago. I went to the space fair, it was 2 days ago.
Some paranormal stuff happening.
Right. There's something wrong there. You could have cycled there.
Right, what are we on? 7:15, Radio City and Radio City Talk. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Better. We've got some calls next.
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 0151 470 967. The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
7:10. Good evening. I'm Steve Hothersall. Aldo and Sharpie in the studio. Your calls welcome. 4720 967. Right. We thought we'd get a special guest on to reflect on Everton's problems at Arsenal, which occurred last week, and also to talk about the top scorer race as well, because he was involved in that at one time with the man over the desk from him, Mr. John Aldridge. Let's talk with Alan Smith. Evening, Al.
Evening, lads.
Smudger, how you doing, sir?
Hello, Al.
OK, I'm all right, boys. You?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, Al, man. I'm going to ask you a question right away. Aldo's in here complaining that last game of the season when it was fantastic for Evertonians to watch Arsenal win at Anfield and win the trophy, but Aldo said he was in a race with you for the golden boot, and he says he can't believe you claimed that goal because you never touched it.
I didn't touch you.
No. Well, listen, all these years later, Aldo, you've got to accept it, mate. A nice, solid touch. I do remember before the match, I remember a bloke from Adidas popping his head round the door saying, oh, we want to do a little presentation before the match, a little kind of head-to-head, you know, fight for the golden boot, and... I think you wanted to do it, and then you changed your mind. In the end, we didn't do it anyway.
I can't remember. I remember it was close. I think going into that game, you one league goal ahead of me, weren't you?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
So it was all on that night, and obviously the rest is history, mate, and you deservedly won it.
Well, Kane and Salah have got a great fight at the moment going, haven't they, for the golden boot. So back when you and Alan were having your battle, at what stage of the season were you thinking, I want to be the top scorer here? Or was it all season?
It's all season, Al, isn't it? You know, I was in a very good Arsenal side. Obviously, I was in a very good Liverpool side. We loads of chances, loads of creative players, you know, and we both knew we'd get 20-plus, you know, league goals the season. Not a problem in it, Al.
Well, funnily enough, I can remember our first game. It was at Wimbledon away, and I'd got a hat-trick, and all the journalists outside were saying, oh, you fancy yourself for the golden boot this year. But I said, no, I don't really. Because I always thought of people like you and Russia, you know, you were kind of out and out goal scorers, but you're hanging on the last line as opposed to me and Sharpie as well, you know, target men. And funnily enough, on that first day of the season, I think Tony Cotty had got a hat-trick.
That's right.
Newcastle.
That's right, Newcastle Rome.
Yeah. And I said, you know, stick your money on Tony, he's got a hat-trick. I never actually backed myself to win the Golden Boot, so when I did, I mean, I was delighted.
But you know, the same day, funny enough, Al, I got an hat-trick at Charlton away. At Crystal Palace, the three of us all got hat-tricks the first day of the season.
Well, what were you doing, Sharpie?
Hey, as usual, I
laid the three on.
I was. He scored. TC scored after 20 seconds, I think. I rattled the crossbar and it bounced down and he tapped it in. And I got the fourth that day, Al, so I was two behind you right away. Listen, Al, did you go to the Arsenal game at the Emirates against Everton?
No, I didn't, actually. I heard it. I was coming back from a match, I think, and I heard it on the radio. It was one of those matches I thought, oh, you know, is Big Sam going to make this one awkward for Arsenal? Because sometimes the Gunners, they don't start matches right. But when they do start right, they can blow any team away. And when I heard the first goal go in, I thought, oh, this could be a difficult, long afternoon for Everton. And that's how it turned out, didn't it?
It certainly was, Al. As I said, it was 3-7. Everton were off. And it was on the day you thought, well, are Arsenal that good or Everton that bad? I think it was a bit of both. It was a bit of both. I thought Everton were really, really poor. But Arsenal, Aubameyang, you know, in there, Mkhitaryan, you know, hopefully for Arsenal, a better second part of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Arsenal have always been a team that haven't really struggled for goals. I mean, under Wenger, it's always been up the other end where you've been worried. But I mean, the transfer window turned into a good one, didn't it? I think all Arsenal fans were dreading it, thinking, oh, we're going to lose our best player in Sanchez. We're going to practically give him away. And, you know, it's waving the white flag. But in Aubameyang, they've got a top goal scorer, and you could see that with the way he took his goal, you know, on his debut, just coolly chipping it over. the keeper, and Mkhitaryan as well with his assist. So it looks great. It looks great going forward. You know, Ozil's, you know, he's back to his best, I think. It's just, you know, always with Arsenal, they do something silly quite often to give the team, the opposition, a give goal or whatever. And, and no matter how many goals they can score, it's sometimes not enough.
Sounds like Liverpool, that, I'll be quite honest.
You know what, Aldo? I think there's a lot of similarities. I really do with the two clubs this season, with that defence.
Yeah, you look at it, even when, like, I know the game is all over at 4-0 at half-time, and Everton second half, you know, the Arsenal defence, we were a little bit all over the place for 15 minutes or so, haven't got a goal, but then they got it back at Arsenal, didn't they? But yeah, I think, obviously, that's the Achilles heel. Like ourselves, you know, we know we make things difficult for ourselves by silly defending along the way, you know, and Arsenal are very alike.
You don't sound supremely confident that Arsenal will maybe put a spanner in the works of the top four or Liverpool's race for a top four spot?
I would never back against them, Steve, because of they can go on a run. Yeah. I mean, quite often in the past at this stage of the season, they've kind of slipped out the title race and disappointed. But, you know, they've got it in them to go the other way and win, you know, six on the trot, more than that. It just depends with them. They can be a little bit fragile with their mood and get knocked off course. But I'd never back against them. It's just going to be such a tough race, though, for that third and fourth place, if you say, you know, the two Manchester clubs are tied up first and second. It's going to be such a close race, I think.
Go on, Al. We're going to put you on the spot. Who's it going to be then? You said the two Manchester clubs. I agree with you there. Who do you think is going to get the other two spots?
Well, Chelsea are the funny ones, Sharpie. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what's going to happen to them. I wouldn't be surprised, really, if they fell out. I think Liverpool will get in.
Yep.
I do. And then it's going to be between, I think, Chelsea and Tottenham. I think, unfortunately, Arsenal are going to miss out. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they might. And maybe Tottenham will squeeze in.
Yeah, interesting.
Out. Nice one, Alan. Thank you very much. Just a very final word: Mo Salah or Harry Kane for top scorer this season?
I'll go with Harry Kane.
Yeah, I think so.
The boy's a machine, and he takes the penalties. And I think he might do it. I mean, Mo Salah, what a debut season! Never seen anything like it. A wonderful player to watch. Maybe Kane will just sneak it.
Alan, brilliant. Thank you very
much. Cheers, Al.
Cheers, all the best, mate.
Thanks.
Cheers, Al.
There you go, some thoughts from Alan Smith there. 4 minutes to 7 o'clock. We're moving straight on to another caller on the Radio City Legends with 188BET. Let's talk Liverpool with Jay. Evening, Jay.
Evening, mate. You okay?
Yeah, you're through, Jay, to Aldo and Sharpie.
All right, Aldo. All right, Sharpie.
Hi, Jay.
All right. Yeah, just a couple of points, really, Aldo. First of all, just want you, like, what you think on, like, not replacing Coutinho and Sturridge. I just think it's a bad move, really, and it could come back to haunt us, especially with like some of the injuries we've had already this season.
I agree. No, I do agree. You know, I'm looking now at, you know, what's happened with Mane. You know, he's a shade of the player he was for 18 months. There's definitely something going on up top with him. Don't know what it is. Hopefully, the manager can sort it out, because I was hoping it was a goal, and he got the goal against Burnley, great goal, didn't happen afterwards. The goal against City, brilliant, didn't happen. And he's still doing the same things, he's getting cornered to two minds, you know, on the left-hand side. And instead of going, like, last year, he just haphazardly.
What are you trying to say?
Haphazardly. He would go past the players and put the ball past and make things happen. But this year, he's like dithering, and he's getting caught into two or three minds, and then he's giving a ball away, and you go, how's he done that? He wasn't even close to the player. Yeah. I just worry about him, because it's all right when you've got, like, the Firmino, Salah, Mane and Coutinho, then you've got Lallana and Chamberlain, but all of a sudden Coutinho's gone out of that, not replaced, and Mane at this present moment in time is not the player that we need. So if something was swapping to another player, we could struggle big time.
Yeah, I think you're right there, mate, as well. But do you think, with Mane as well, do you think he's getting a bit jealous of Salah, the way Salah's playing at the moment?
Well, I hope not. If that's the case, you know, it's very, very selfish. You know, you've got to pay for the team.
He does look out of sorts, John, doesn't he?
It's ridiculous the way he looks at us. And some of the things he's doing, the ball, he controls it wrong, he passes it wrong, and that's it. It's a mental thing, absolutely. It's a mental thing, nothing else.
Yeah. His second point as well, John. What do you think of the referee on Sunday against Tottenham?
Yeah. Oh, gee, I'll answer that. I thought it was excellent.
you're bound to say that on Sharp, aren't you?
Yeah.
I just thought with the first decision, John, when he went over and consulted the linesman, you could actually see the linesman saying to him, when the initial ball's played through to Harry Kane, he's offside. Now, if the linesman's telling him that, why doesn't he go with him?
And yeah, I know.
On the second decision, when he consults him, he goes with the linesman. And I just think it's too much inconsistency in football these days, mate.
Well, it's more than that. I just think that useless most of them, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
You know,
John, didn't he say in the first one that he was offside?
Yeah, he was explaining to me, Sharpie, that the initial ball what got played through to Harry Kane, he was offside.
Yeah, but what he said was he was offside, if that's what you see, but you have to tell me whether a Liverpool player touched it, whether Lovren touched it. That's what he was asking the referee. And the referee...
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
That's what makes it even
worse. And then he just said, it's a penalty then.
And, you know, I'm going to give the penalty anyway. So that's wrong. That's totally wrong. You know, you just got to... You know, and any referee will tell you, you know, they'll try to back him up. But if you're not 100%, you know, sure of it being a friendly... penalty... you know, you just can't give it. You just can't give it. I thought he's poor anyway. And you know, what's he let the linesman dictate the final decision? You know, we talked about this on Monday night. You know, you don't let him dictate. He's made the decision. He's run away and he's still waving the flag. He's got in his ear just saying, hold on a minute, you know, you're busy, so and so. I'm refereeing the game. Just get on with it.
I just thought as well, John, he was struggling to keep up with play at times.
Yeah. A lot of people said that about him, haven't they? He does look a little bit overweight, doesn't he, to be quite honest, you know. But he was nearer to the second penalty than the linesman one as well.
Nice one, Jay.
Oh, water under the bridge.
Mm. Thank you very much indeed, pal.
Cheers, Jay.
I want to know who this new player is Liverpool signing. Well. Jimmy Haphazardly.
I couldn't get that out.
I think John was a bit haphazard, wasn't he?
I know, couldn't get it out.
Go on, say haphazard.
Haphazardly.
Yeah,
there you go. That's the one. 7:02. Right, we'll have another short break here on the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. We'll do Pens after that. Plenty more of your calls as well. 0151 472 0967.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188 Bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Gamble responsibly.
Merseyside legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. Call now 0151 472 0967. Red and blue, banter and debate. The legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Right, it's that time. 7:05, Radio City Legends. It's the new theme music. Can you hear that? It's Pens.
What was that?
Do you remember
that's
what it's from?
Exorcist, isn't it?
No,
Exorcist,
that's
X-Files.
Friday the 13th, isn't it?
The X-Files.
Friday the 13th. It's X-Files, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it The Exorcist? Let's ask Dave, our producer.
No,
he says it's The Exorcist.
Halloween.
He's saying that you need one to sort your head out, John.
Oh,
that's why, mate.
Do you know what, Dave? You're spot on tonight. I'm all over the shop, pal.
Was it The Exorcist or Halloween?
No, it was The Exodus.
Right.
It's because John's a bit haphazard.
Exorcist, not haphazard.
Exodus, you're on it.
Right, OK, let's get on with this. It's Pens, 3 questions each, and currently these boys are pretty much level pegging at the moment. Right, Sharpie, do you want to start?
I don't know, I think it's John to start.
Yeah, I'll go Sharpie's favourite number 3 then.
OK, just so you don't know how the questions are structured, I've slightly mixed it up here. So number 3 for John. Name a US state beginning with the letter K.
Oh, come on, what kind of question's that?
Kansas.
Yes! How
the pressure from the first bench, yeah.
There you
follow
go.
That one.
General knowledge.
4.
Number 4. All right. If you're getting off a train at Waverley Station.
Edinburgh.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, you're going to miss me. I wouldn't have a clue.
John, what do you want?
One.
Number one, right. Former cricketer. You love your cricket, don't you? Well, you get up twice your cricket. Former cricketer Monty Panesar is currently starring on what TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you watch it in the Sharp household?
Baker. Baker. Celebrity Baker now or something like that. I don't know.
Well, what's Celebrity Baker?
Oh, no, he's on the ice skating.
Go on, give him the name.
It's skating on ice.
Yes! Yes!
No, it's it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Come on, Sharp.
Oh, surely you can have that, can't you? Skating on ice.
See what we've got here.
That sounds about right.
The adjudicator's shaking his head.
Okay, well done, John. Right, where are you going, Sharpie?
Two.
Okay, name the club former Liverpool defender Stephen Corker signed for today.
Oh, no idea.
I've seen that.
It's up in your lands.
Yeah, take a guess.
It was Dundee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a new signing at Dundee. Right, John. You can wrap it up.
Who did Philip Coutinho go to?
Number five, Steve.
Right, number five. Let's have a look here. Gerard Deulofeu scored for Watford on Monday night. Mm-hmm.
I watched the game. He done very well, actually, yeah.
But name the other Spanish side he played for apart from Barcelona.
Oh, easy.
How
easy is this?
Hmm.
I don't know.
John, when you have a holiday, where do you go to stay?
Hold on a minute!
You've been picking many dumb, Steve.
Absolutely no
Valencia.
Was it Seville?
No, the clue was you go to your villa, Sevilla. Villa, Sevilla. Was that a bit too complex for you? All right.
Chance of the draw, Sharpie.
Draw could be on the cards. Here we go. Ramiro Funes Mori.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
Is back in contention for Everton. But what team did the Blues sign him from?
Oh, come on, Sharpie. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, no, no idea. Let me see. Two teams in Argentina are Boca, another player. I'm going to go Boca.
It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy football.
River Plate.
River Plate.
Sharpie. Hit the bar, mate.
Devastated.
Finished win for a while.
I should have said Boca River Plate because if it's skating on ice.
Have you never watched Skating on Ice before? It's a brand new reality TV show. John watches it.
You know.
There we go. We got there eventually. All right. Is that 1-0 now, or is that 1-1?
No, it's 2-1.
John taking the close lead. Has he?
I think that could be all square. I think.
Oh, right. We need Sharpie to bounce back. If you want to give us a shout, 0151 472 0967. A couple of other topics to talk about before we get on to some more callers. David Unsworth rejected the Oxford job.
Yes.
Is that an interesting one for you?
I don't know whether that may be locality wise. Going down to Oxford, you know, he's obviously settled up here. I thought
size of the club is it?
He needs to start somewhere. You know, he's had his little bit at Everton, but he needs to go out and earn his stripes, if you like. You know, and I think the Barnsley job might appeal to him a little bit closer to home.
Yeah.
Again, John said before as well.
The family local, is his family. It's a long way to the side of Oxford. It is a long way, long.
Thinking maybe Barnsley, or wait till something else comes up. You know, but I just think the Oxford one. I thought the Oxford one might have been good for him, but looking at the family situation and everything else, does he want to move down there and stay down there every till the weekend and come back? I don't know. It's an interesting one.
I think now that his name's been banded with the Oxford job and all that, I think when things come up in them divisions, you know, I think Dave's name will get banded around.
More likely to be considered now.
I mean, I think he's got to be careful as well. I think, you know, look at Stubbsy. Stubbsy did a really good job at Hibs and then went to Rotherham. He came back, went to Rotherham, and you looked at it and you thought, I don't know if that's a good choice, you know, because they were struggling, they had no money, everything else. Went in there, you know, and he got the bullet, you know, after I don't know how many months it was. So I think you've got to be very careful, especially when you're going down the leagues, that the club you pick, especially in your first job, is the right one.
Don't jump into it. Right, Emre Can. So we put on our social media earlier as we were promoting the show. Reports coming out that Emre Can is currently... well, it's leaving in the summer, so will Liverpool miss him? So here's a couple of replies. Axel says, how can you miss a defensive midfielder that doesn't want to defend? Andy says, I think I've been in complete denial about this. Felt something would get sorted if I was really bothered about it. He splits too many opinions to be considered a big loss. Financial disaster if Emre goes, though. And Michael puts, tell him to close the door on his way out.
Yeah, to be fair, they're three decent quotes, aren't they? The second one was good. At the end of the day, he's basically, he's come out. It's leaked in Italy now that he's probably, he's going to do it. But hey, it's not a secret. We all know what's going to happen. As I said before, like, when you look at it, what would he be worth on the current market? I'm just saying, say 30 million. Mm. You know, that's conservatively 30 million. It's a lot of money to let slip through the net. Mm. So, you know, whoever's doing... You know, the contract Liverpool needs, you've got to learn by your mistakes. You know, when it gets to 2 years, you've got to, if you can't tie them down, I'm afraid, you know, you've got to get rid within 18 months, you know, or at least 12 months, you've got to get whatever you can for them. You know, Arsenal, they were very fortunate the way it fell for Sanchez. Mm. If he wanted to stay and dig his heels in and stay till the end of the season, they'd have got nothing and he would have got a shedload more money. But it worked out for Arsenal and that score. But certainly you can't let a player's contract... Dog Barkley, Evan got something rather than nothing for him, you know. You can't... Once he goes past 2 years, 18 months, the agents have got you by the proverbials and they can call the shots.
Well, it seems like we know what's going to happen now with that one. Right, let's get back to the phone lines. Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. Going to talk Everton with Charlie. Evening, Charlie.
Good evening.
Hi, Charlie.
All right, mate. What do you think, Charlie? What do you think about Sam's press conference saying we've got great home form?
What was that today?
Yeah.
I never heard it, Charlie. But we've got great home form. I'm not so sure about that. I think, was it last year that we did really well under Koeman, or was it Martinez? We won all those games.
Yeah, they both done well last year, didn't he? Yeah. And the year before, you know. But I think Sam, the way he's come out and said that, I think he, you know, I'm not happy with that. Like, to be honest, you know, well, I was defending him a while ago, and now, you know, we took 11 points out of 21. Aren't you happy?
Right. Well, the stats are 1-3, drawn 2, lost 1 to Manchester United. That's the home stats.
Well, under Sam Allardyce.
Under Sam Allardyce. But them games were against... Yeah, but you look at the games, they're against like Swansea, Huddersfield.
West Brom.
Leicester.
Yeah.
You know, there's your points. Yeah. You know, we're coming up against good sides and we're just going to pieces.
Yeah. Good, Charlie, you've got a very valid point there. I think it's been a nightmare of a season so far. I think, again, we go into Saturday with it being a must-win game for us. For me, I just think we've got to win it. You know, Crystal Palace are on up now as well. We're in danger of getting sucked back into the pack.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But you look at our next five games, Shappy. You know, we've got two at home and three away against Palace, Watford, Burnley, Brighton and Stoke. Mm. Now, they're all teams that are around us.
Yeah.
Now, we should be looking between, I'd say, 10 and 12 points out of them games, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because after them two games, we play City and Liverpool. Mm. Now, you know we're never getting none against them.
No. Charlie, you're right. He's talked about getting to that magical 40 points, whether it's enough or whatever. And you quite rightly said, with the run of games coming up, that's where you're expecting to take your points. But how many times have we been there? I just look at the performance against West Brom at home, you know, and you're thinking, wow, what's going to happen? We need to improve massively from what we've seen. Being at Arsenal at the weekend, my goodness, absolutely.
One of the worst performances
I've
seen Evan for years.
Yes, well, I said that at the time as well. I can't remember looking back at one as bad as that.
I can't, to be honest. I think when we got beat over between Christmas and New Year about 7 years ago against them, about 6-2 or 7-2 or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, that was another diabolical performance. You know,
I just think he's got to regroup. Get hopefully Seamus is back at the weekend, which will make a difference. But he needs to regroup and get the points on the board as quickly as he possibly can be. And then what happens in the summer remains to be seen. But we
do you
need...
think he'll stay sharp?
I honestly don't know. I look at the situation where I think first choice was Marco Silva at Watford.
Yeah.
He was a first choice. He's no longer in the job. I think that Sam has signed an 18-month contract, and that in itself tells you something. you know, usually managers will sign 3 years, whatever kind of thing.
Yeah,
4 years.
Said that to a couple of the lads, you know, they said, I said, it's only, if you got him on a 3 year contract,
yeah,
he's got you then for the, all that money. Yeah. If you got him an 18 month contract, it's not as much.
So, we
just keep him for the end of the season. Keep us up. He's done his job.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Charlie, that might be the case. You know, I'd be surprised, but. Again, I think when you get a manager that signs an 18-month contract, I think it's hard for players. If he comes in for you and he says, yeah, I want you to sign, and you say, right, OK, well, how long for? And they want you to sign a five-year deal. Well, how long have you got in your contract as a manager that wants to bring you?
Yeah.
Every 18 months. The player
it doesn't give you much confidence, does it?
No, the player will be, I'm not signing for 5 years if you're going to go in 18 months. Or
in 18 months, what's going to happen to me if another manager comes in, he doesn't like me, I'm on my way again.
Yeah, so it's a difficult one. So listen... Well, I think it's a case of getting us over the line, leaving it to the summer, and then decisions to be made in the summer. Not only on the managerial side of things, but also on the playing side as well. I think there's going to be, or have to be, a clear out.
Yeah, there's got to be a day. It could have been to get back as soon as possible as well. I think we miss him big time.
Definitely.
Charlie, thank you very much indeed.
All right, no problem, take care.
Thank you.
Let's get a Liverpool caller on. We've got Laurie next in Kirby. Welcome to the Radio City Legends, Laurie.
Good evening, gents.
Good evening, Laurie.
Hello, Laurie.
Aldo, do you think before the West Ham game you could meet me outside the main office?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
How old are you, Laurie?
81.
81? And you're still going to the game? Brilliant.
Oh, I love it, mate. I love it.
Seriously, lads, it's a question I wanted to ask you about last week, actually. What it was, after the card game, Warnock made a comment about Bennett getting 2 yellow cards. Now, the second yellow card, which he got in the 92nd minute, Warnock said it was so stupid. He said maybe he did not want to play against Leeds next week, meaning the weekend just gone.
Yeah.
He said, if that was the case, well, I've got news for him. He will not be sitting at home. He said he will be training on Saturday and Sunday at the ground. You know, so my question is to both of you, do you think he was right to have said that? And secondly, do you think that goes on in players' minds?
I think it has been in the past.
Yeah.
Around about Christmas time and New Year's time, I used to, when we played a lot, quite a few players that got a booking, it was just on one booking or something, that get suspended for a week or whatever, or a couple of games. I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me.
Do you think you should have said it, John?
No, but you know what Warnock's like. Yeah. We know what it's like, you know, it's just one of those, you know what I mean? I don't think he gets too many Christmas cards off personnel within football, to be honest. That's the way he works. Mm. You know, he shouldn't come out and say things like that. You keep it in house, don't you? Yeah, you say to the player himself. You know, you fine him if you think that's the case, but you don't put out to the press. The less you give the press, the better.
Yeah, I think, Laurie, I think it's hard for not wanting to play against Leeds. I think that's a strange one. I honestly do. I think that's a strange one. As a player, I don't think I'd be worried about that, you know, but who I was playing against kind of thing. It doesn't matter if it be Leeds or whatever, or Liverpool or Man United or whatever. You wouldn't deliberately boot so as not to play against a team. I don't know. I couldn't get my head around that.
Would you not think that the player has a right for defamation of character or something like that, you know?
Well, listen, if it wasn't right, Laurie, I think I'd be having a word with him, yeah. Exactly. I'd be making sure to be coming out in the press and say, by the way, that's a load of rubbish. A man just talking rubbish here, because that was never the case in my mind. I wanted to play, but unfortunately I got booked or whatever. Listen, sometimes in football, you make rash decisions which leads to yellow cards and red cards. Not necessarily meaning you're thinking ahead of yourself.
Have you ever done it?
No, I don't think so. Got booked deliberately?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised at that.
Do you know what happened? I was playing for Real Sociedad, and I'd had 4 bookings that year. There was one short, and I knew I was going to get booked. And we were fighting relegation me last year there, and I'd playing this team, and I think, well, Haaland's playing next week, you know, and if I get booked now, I could be able to stay home for the weekend. I'll take that game in lieu. and have 4 or 5 days in Liverpool, and then I'll go back. Because no one would have got, done anyway. So I wrapped my leg around someone. I should have got a red card, not a bloody yellow card. That's the only thing, I got away with it. Yeah. But I knew it was going to get done for the game anyway, and I thought the next game, it was a away game, I'd probably, and the way it turned out, you know, I've come back the game after, and I went on a bit of a run scoring goals.
Calculated your holiday days, essentially.
Just calculated. Yeah. But it was done for the right reasons, in my opinion.
For your holiday.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, go on.
John, just before I go off, you know the Carrish incident where there all the controversy over him punching the ball out?
Yeah.
Do you not think that Jan and Chamberlain should have took some of the blame as well?
Yeah. Thank you. It shouldn't. You know, it's just one of those. It was a great goal. You've got to give Wanyama lots of credit, but certainly, you know, they should have got closer to him.
Obviously, Chamberlain was caught in his heels, wasn't he?
He was. They didn't expect it, did they? But in my opinion, he should have tried to catch it because he wasn't reaching for it. He was only half an arm length out, and I thought he should have. But hey, normally that way, he was shooting like that into the cop, you know, they'd ended up in the top tier of the cop, but it was a great strike.
Laurie, we have to leave you there, but thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Laurie.
23 minutes past seven. Of course, both our teams in action this weekend. Everton up against Everton are going to win that. They are. No Zaha. Sacco's not playing.
That's a big bonus for us. But
they're a bit on track, though. They've got back, bit
yeah,
back on track.
They've got Townsend. They've got Benteke. You know, the way Everton are defending at the moment, he'll be rubbing his hands and thinking, wow, I'm not scoring many goals, but I'm up against Everton on the weekend. So we've still got to be better than what we've shown in the last few weeks. And hopefully, 3 points. You know, the last game at Leicester, we got the 3 points. We need 3 points desperately on Saturday as well.
Liverpool taking Virgil back to his former club.
Yeah, it's a massive game. You know, it's a tricky game. The banana skin, I've said before. You know, it won't be easy. Will Manny turn up? Going back to his old stomping ground. I think if Manny turns up, I think we'll win. I'd go as far as to say that if he plays.
Can you believe where Southampton are in the table? Six from bottom.
Yeah, very
quickly.
Yeah, but
they'll finish further.
Yeah, very quickly. What was Van Dijk reacting to? I saw his comments.
Diving.
Oh, he was accusing Harry Kane of being a cheat, of a dive.
Well, he said something about pundits or something. He doesn't care what people see or something.
It might have been Jamie Carragher insinuated that he was a bit beefy, didn't he?
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
could have been.
Could have been
was
that
it?
One, yeah.
I just read somebody said he doesn't bother with pundits or the next players.
To be fair, Steve, you put a bit of beef on, haven't you, lad?
When?
That diving debate was exploded even more today when, this is a bigger conversation, Arsene Wenger said English players are the masters at it, of diving. Oh. Now, that's in the light of Dele Alli, Harry Kane, Raheem Sterling. There's a few prominent ones, aren't there?
John Terry used to do it. I'll tell you what, there's been a few. To be honest, they're as good as the other ones. And obviously the foreigners brought it into the game, didn't they, big time? Because we used to, it was a sign of weakness if we went to ground, you know. But it's rampant now, and they've got to try and stamp it out the game next year, I think so, before it gets out of hand.
Right, Sharpie, got a couple of duties. You've got to show John where his car is.
Right, okay.
Then maybe tell him where he lived so he can go home and watch Skating on Ice tonight and make sure that it's not too haphazard this evening for him. You get the feeling he's had a bit of a corker this evening.
Oh, dear, mate. My head's not my own this week.
Boys, thank you very much indeed. Graham Sharp, John Aldridge, they will return on Monday night after the weekend's footy action, which I'll preview tomorrow morning, of course, in depth on the kickoff on Radio City Talk. So please join me between 7 and 9. Radio City Talk, you'll find it on your DAB radio or on Medium Wave, which is 1548. We'll have loads of guests on between 7 and 9, including Fan Friday, previewing the weekend's action. Everton, of course, against Crystal Palace, and Liverpool with that away game against Southampton. Many thanks for your company on the Radio City Legends with 188BET. It returns on Monday night to take all your calls. Then you want to get a call in, 4720967. We love the young caller. Before, if you're young and you want to get on, give us a shout. So we'll see you for the next Radio City Legends on Monday night.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188BET. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Gamble responsibly.